21 for lunch.
How's the baby?
Oh, he's fine. He's asleep.
Wait till you hear what happened. Ricky will just die when he hears.
What happened?
Well, when we went in, it was so crowded, we sat with some friends of Carolyn's, and who do you think the man turned out to be?
Who?
Harvey Cromwell.
Harvey Cromwell?
Yes.
Who's he?
Oh, Ethel, don't you know anything? He's Cromwell of Cromwell, Thatcher, and Waterbury. They're just about the biggest advertising agency in the country, that's all.
No kidding?
Yes, and while we were having lunch, Mr. Cromwell just happened to mention that his agency was looking for a new TV personality to build a whole show around. So naturally, I brought up Ricky's name.
Naturally.
I was very subtle.
Oh, I can imagine, like a garlic sandwich.
Now, Ethel, I was, and I have an appointment for Ricky to see Mr. Cromwell tomorrow morning.
No kidding?
I have. Gee, Ethel, this will mean a whole new career for Ricky, and it'll all be because of me.
Oh, Ricky will help a little.
Oh, of course, he's very talented. But you know what they say, behind every great man, there's a great woman.
Is that what they say?
Yes. Empress Josephine, Dolly Madison, Mamie Eisenhower, we're all back there.
Well, if it gets dull back there, you can always start a bridge game.
Oh, Ethel, we're all behind our husbands, guiding their destinies. We're puppeteers behind the scenes, pulling the strings.
Well, here's Howdy Doody now. Hi, Doc.
Hello, honey.
Wait till you hear what I did today. It may change our whole life.
What'd you do?
I went to lunch at 21.
No.
I went to lunch with a certain man.
Well, I hope you two will be very happy.
All right. If you don't want to hear it, I won't tell you. I won't tell you what big agency man wants to build a whole TV show around you.
Say, honey, what you do today?
Well, that's better.
You said you had lunch at 21 with a certain man?
Yes, and he's a big agency man, and he has a sponsor who's looking for a show.
No kidding.
Yes, and I told him all about you, and I said that you had some wonderful ideas for shows, and he wants to see you tomorrow morning.
Why, honey, that's wonderful.
Isn't that great?
Thank you. Tomorrow morning?
Yeah.
Boy, I better have some good ideas when I go to see him.
Yeah.
Let me see now. What would be good?
Yeah, what would be good for us?
Yeah, what would be good? Us?
Yeah, us, as in we.
We?
Yes, we, as in you and me.
No.
No?
Yes, no. As in not you.
Oh, now, Ricky, that isn't fair. I started this whole thing. It's my chance to go coast to coast.
Now, look, honey, I love this country. It's been very good to me. I wouldn't think of doing a thing like that to my fellow citizens.
Well, all right then. I think I get the full import of that. I don't have to have a brick wall fall on me. I can take a hint. Hint? Oh, shut up. You may be interested to know, sir, that I wouldn't be on your program now if you begged me.
Well, that's a very sensible attitude. Now, who's this man I'm supposed to see? Lucy, what's the name of the man?
Man? What man?
Oh, come now. You can't do that to me. You won't ruin my chance.
Why not? You're ruining mine.
Oh, now, Lucy, that's not fair.
I'll thank you to keep out of this.
Well, I won't let you do it. Ricky, I'll tell you his name.
Traitor.
Ethel, what's his name?
Well, actually, Ethel, you know, we don't need Ricky. We could build a show around you and Fred and me.
Ethel, what's his name?
It. Isn't that funny? I forgot.
Well, it doesn't matter anyway. I know those agency guys.
He was just probably talking.
Oh, no, he wasn't. He has a sponsor and the time all cleared.
Sure, sure.
Well, he has, and he's a very big man.
Big man. He'd probably been saving all month just so he could go to 21 for lunch once.
Probably an office boy.
Office boy. That's a fine thing to call. Oh, no, you don't. You see what he's trying to do? He thinks he's so smart. Trying to trick me into saying Harvey Cromwell.
Harvey Cromwell? Boy, I'll say he's a big man. Thank you, honey. I'll see him first thing in the morning.
I've given the green light on this project, so let's get right at it. Let's take it right over tackle. And remember, the game isn't over until the last out.
Cromwell.
Yes, Mr. Taylor.
Mr. Ricardo's here to see you.
Send him in.
Yes, sir. You may come in now.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Taylor. Hello, Mr. Cromwell.
Oh, hello, Mr. Ricardo.
It's very kind of you to see me, sir.
It's my pleasure.
Thank you.
Now, we need a show for the Phipps Department Store, and our problem is, what kind of a show?
Well, I...
Sit down, Taylor. Let's get as much brain matter on this as possible. Sit down, Ricardo.
Thank you. Well, I had an idea...
I'll take the bull by the horns before any more water passes under the bridge. Everybody think.
Well, I made a pile...
Cardo! Think!
Now, I'm just thinking out loud. This is right off the top of my head. But try this on for size. Now, the sponsor wants to appeal to the women in the audience, right?
I'll buy that.
So how about one of those husband and wife TV shows?
No, no. Oh, it's close. Very close. There's a lot of good stuff there, but it won't quite wash. No, no, no. It won't boil the water. Think! I've got it.
What?
A Mr. and Mrs. TV show.
In a husband and wife show?
That's just what
What an idea, H.C.
Thank you. But that's just what
that idea is sheer genius.
Thank you, thank you. Now, Ricardo, you and your wife be ready to start rehearsal at a moment's notice.
Well, Mr. Crumble, I'm afraid that...
What's the matter? You're married, aren't you?
Yes, sir, but you don't...
A charming wife. I met her yesterday. She thinks she's very talented.
Yes, sir, that's just the point.
Now, look here, Ricardo. I'm a very busy man. We've got the train on the track. Let's not fumble the ball. Well, it's a husband and wife show or nothing.
Well, if you just give me a chance to explain...
Taylor, find out if Cougar is available.
Yeah, we...
I'll do it.
Good boy. Now, I can count on you and your wife?
Yes, sir, you can count on us. Thank you very much, Mr. Cromwell. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Taylor.
Mr. Ricardo.
Don't worry, sir. We'll boil the water before it passes under the bridge that the train track is on.
Love knows the one I love, sweet Sue. It's you. And
hi.
Hello.
I saw Mr. Cromwell. Then you want to know how the interview went?
No, I'm not particularly interested.
You know what? That television show. I've been thinking it over, and there's something I'd like to ask you.
Yes?
Well, I thought it might be... Well, how would you like it? Let me put it this way. It might be, nothing.
Hello.
I'd like to speak to Mr. Taylor, please.
This is Taylor.
Mr. Taylor, this is Ricky Ricardo. I just can't.
Ricardo, I'm glad you called. H.C. has taken the bull by the horns and he's got the train on the track.
Is that good?
Is that good? We're moving, man. The time's been cleared, the sponsors all signed up, and we go on the air day after tomorrow at 8 a.m. from your apartment.
Yeah, but listen,
And wait until you hear the title H.C. has come up with.
Breakfast with Ricky and Lucy.
Well, that's great, all right, but,
This is going to be one of the biggest television programs to hit town in years.
I do want to be ready for rehearsals tomorrow morning.
Well, all right.
Every star above knows the one I love, sweet soul, it's you. And the moon and I know the reason why, sweet soul, it's you. No one else, it seems, ever shares my dreams. And without you, dear, I don't.
That voice! What is it coming from?
Huh?
That voice! Where is it coming from? What station is it on?
That wasn't the radio.
It wasn't? Well, where's that beautiful voice coming from?
From this untalented throat.
That was you singing?
Yes. What are you trying to do?
Nothing, I just don't believe it, that's all. Go ahead, sing some more.
What for?
Because I don't believe it. It was beautiful. It couldn't have been you singing. Go ahead, sing some more.
Every star above knows the one I love, sweet soul, it's you.
Wonderful, wonderful.
And the moon and I knows the reason why, sweet soul, it's you.
Sing it, honey, sing it.
No one else exceeds ever looks in my dreams. And without you, dear, I don't know why.
What grace, what rhythm. I didn't know you could dance that way.
Sure. In this heart of mine, you live all the time, sweet Sue, it's you.
Wow, wonderful, wonderful.
Gee, did you really like it?
Like it, honey, the talent. I tell you what we gotta do. It's just one thing that we have to do. You have to be on that television show with me.
Really? You really mean it?
Yes, I certainly do. I'm gonna go right down to that Mr. Crumble's office and I'm gonna tell him. It's either gonna be a husband and wife show or nothing.
What if he says no?
Honey, if he wants me, he'll have to take both of us. I'll go tell him right now.
In this heart of mine, I will live all the time, sweet Sue, with you.
All right, everybody, let's have another rehearsal. Are you all set, Mrs. Ricardo?
All set.
Okay, we'll take it from the top.
Okay.
Phipps Department Store presents Breakfast with Ricky and Lucy.
Well, hello there. I didn't see you come in. Will you join us for breakfast? Lucy, we have company. Good morning, darling.
Good morning, sweetheart.
Would you like to say good morning to our TV viewers?
Woo! Good morning, everyone.
Did you sleep well, dear?
Oh, what a silly question. I was sleeping on a Phipps foam mattress. A Phipps foam mattress rocks you to sleep.
Is breakfast ready?
Oh, yes, darling.
Thank you. Waffles!
That's right, dear.
Ha, ha, ha.
It's delicious.
Of course, dear. I got it from Phipps Fountain and Tea Room. Food always tastes better when they fix it. I don't know what they do to it. Oh, girls. Girls, I just want to tell you something that happened to me. It was so exciting yesterday. I got out of bed feeling rather drab and dull, you know, sort of... And then I went to Phipps. And I found the most adorable pair of shoes and the dreamiest new dress. And I got the full treatment at Phipps Beauty Salon. Well, I just felt like a new woman. If you'll excuse me, I'd like to show you what Phipps did for me. You'll excuse me? Excuse me, darling.
Certainly.
And why my lovely wife has gone to change to show you what Phipps did for her, I'd like you to meet our lovable and wonderful neighbors, our very good friends, the Mercers. Fred and Ethel!
Hello!
Good morning!
Good morning!
Hello, out there in TV land!
And what have you two early birds been up to?
We've been shopping.
Mm-hmm. You have been shopping?
Yeah.
Where?
Oh, when we go on shopping trips, where else would we go but Phipps? From the top floor to the bottom, if it's bargains, Phipps has got 'em. Down at Phipps, your credit's great. Ask today for a Phipps a plate. First on your list of shopping tips, put
P-P-P-P-P-H-I-P-P-S Phipps.
Oh, okay, that's great.
All right.
Oh, you sounded marvelous. Well, I think that'll be enough rehearsing for today.
Oh, aren't we going to do the rest of it?
Oh, no, I don't want you to go stale.
Oh.
Mr. Cromwell likes it to look unrehearsed, like it just did.
Oh.
Yeah, well, look, I'm due down at the club, so I'll see you all later.
All right, darling. Bye, dear.
Oh, everybody back here at 8 o'clock in the morning, and we'll have a dress rehearsal before we go
okay.
in the air.
Okay,
we'll be here.
All
wasn't
right.
that funny? Honey, I
Goodbye.
Love the way you sounded. Your
Thanks.
Harmony
Bye.
Was great.
Bye.
See you later, honey.
Bye, sweetheart. Mr. Taylor, was the show really all right? Is it really going to be good?
It looks great. In my opinion, we're going to have a hit.
Oh, good.
Mr. Cromwell certainly had a good idea here.
Mr. Cromwell, this was Ricky's idea.
No, it was Mr. Cromwell's idea.
Are you sure?
Well, I was there when he thought of it.
Really?
Yes. As a matter of fact, your husband didn't go for the idea. But Mr. Cromwell said it would be a Mr. and Mrs. Show or Nothing.
Oh, he said that, did he?
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, we're all packed up. Is it all right if we leave the equipment set up till tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
I'm fine, thank you. See you in the morning. Oh, and don't be nervous. You're going to be sensational.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, is Mr. Taylor gone? I wanted to ask him if he thought this dress would look all right on television. What do you think?
It's just perfect. You look like a test pattern.
Well, what happened to you?
I'll tell you what happened to me. Mr. Taylor just informed me that doing a Mr. and Mrs. show was not Ricky's idea at all.
It wasn't?
No, it was Mr. Cromwell's idea. And Ricky tricked me into doing it because Mr. Cromwell said it was a Mr. and Mrs. show or nothing.
Oh.
Well, that's the end of this show for me. I'm not going to do it.
Oh, now, Lucy, if you don't do it, then none of us can be on it.
That's too bad.
But this is your big chance. Are you going to Muffet?
You can call me Little Miss Muffet.
Now, Lucy, that doesn't sound like you at all. To quit, to walk out.
Gee, if you were planning on going on the show and lousing it up, I could understand that. But I never heard you say you were going to quit before or walk out. I can't...
Hey, wait a minute. Maybe you got something there.
Now, Lucy,
Lucy, what are you going to do? Maybe I won't want to be on the show. Oh, I won't do anything on the show, but I can give him a good scare at dress rehearsal. And then he can apologize to me before I do the show.
In their places for dress rehearsal. Okay. You're right there and you're right behind the door there. That's right.
Dress rehearsal now. Okay. Making a real good one, eh? Okay.
Well, it looks like we're going to get away with it. They really think this is only a dress rehearsal.
Sure, I told you I was going to fool them. I said every clock in the house back 1 hour. Even the Mercer's clocks are back 1 hour.
Oh, that's great. They'll be so much more relaxed if they don't know they're on the air.
Sure.
Oh, we're almost ready. Good luck, Ricky.
Thank you.
Now listen, everybody. Want to start a dress rehearsal in just 10 seconds. You ready?
Right.
Good.
Right.
I want you to go through the whole thing from start to finish without stopping. Just like we were on the air. Don't stop for anything, no matter what happens.
No matter what happens?
No matter what happens. Okay, here we go. Phipps Department Store presents Breakfast with Ricky and Lucy.
Well, hello there. I didn't see you come in. Won't you join us for breakfast? Lucy, we have company. Good morning, sweetheart.
Good morning, darling.
Would you like to say good morning to our TV audience?
Woohoo! Good morning, everyone.
How did you sleep, dear?
Well, I'm not one to complain, but I had a miserable night. I was trying to sleep on a Phipps foam mattress.
But dear, a Phipps foam mattress rocks you to sleep.
You mean a Phipps foam mattress is like sleeping on rocks.
Funny. Always kidding. Is breakfast ready, dear?
Yes, dear.
Waffles!
That's right, darling.
Oh, I know. You made this one, eh?
No, I didn't, dear. I had it sent over from Phipps Fountain and Tea Room. Food always tastes different when they fix it. I don't know what they do to it. Oh, girls. Girls, I want to tell you something that happened to me. I got out of bed yesterday feeling real bleh. Feel like a real slob. And then I went to Phipps. And boy, what they did to me. If you'll excuse me, I'd like to show you what Phipps did for me. Excuse me? Will you excuse me, dear?
Gladly. And why my lovely and wonderful wife is... gone to change to show you what Phipps did for her. We'd like you to meet our wonderful and lovable neighbors, our very good friends, the Mercers, Fred and Ethel.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Come in.
Good morning.
Hello out there in TV land.
And what have you two early birds been up to?
We've been shopping.
Mm-hmm. You have been shopping?
Yeah. Where?
Oh,
when we go on shopping trips, where else would we go but Phipps? From the top floor to the bottom, if it's bargains, Phipps has got 'em. Down at Phipps, your credit's great. Ask today for a Phipps a plate. First thing on the shopping tips.
Our great big bunch of chips.
Hold it, everybody.
Oh, boy, you should have seen your face.
You think it's pretty funny, eh?
Oh, yes, I do. And for your information, I found out why you were so grand and let me be on your program.
Uh-huh. Did they cut us off?
Not until after she came out in that get-up.
What are you talking about? Who cut who off? What are you talking about? What happened? Who cut who off?
For your information, we just told you that this was a dress rehearsal. What you just did was the show.
Lucy is a Desi Lou production. Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz will be back next week at this same time.